Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
As the right-hander looks at second, the pitch. Swung on, bouncer towards the bag at second. It's fielded there. Step on second, throw to first. One pitch, double play. Ball game over. Phillies get swept in Pittsburgh.
I mean, Scott Fransky said it as succinctly as you can. Swept in Pittsburgh. What? Yeah, sound the alarms. Sound them as loud as we can. It's a disaster right now with the baseball team. Welcome on in. Midday show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Welcome back to Panic City, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe.
Good morning,
Good
Hugh.
Good morning, Philadelphia. I don't know what to say, man. I mean, y'all can't hold together with LA.
Well, take, you know what I mean? Maybe you take some responsibility for how the Phillies played when you were gone.
I thought y'all had this thing when I left.
No. We did not.
Man, I rolled back, right? So I'm trying to get up to speed, right? So I talked to Ike last night and was just asking, you know, hey, man, what's going on? Oh, man. And, you know, it's like they didn't lose 9 out of 10. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wait a minute. And then, you know, math ain't my thing, right? And I'm like, 9 out of 10? I was like, wait a minute. When I left, they were winning. I only been gone 4 days.
Well, they did get swept last weekend by the Brewers.
Well, I'm just...
That's three, and then three this weekend is six, and then two out of three in the middle.
I got it, but it was just like, it just, you know, doing the math.
Yeah. It felt like a slide.
Yeah, and the fact that it was the Pirates, I was like, wow, you know, that's what you're talking about, doing the math in your head, and I'm like, wow. Y'all couldn't hold together
Don't blame me or Kyle or any of us.
You and Kyle couldn't hold together
We held the show together. I can't hold the Phillies together. I'm not sure anyone can right now. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's air it out here. Let's tell the truth. Let's get it off our chest because, look, there's different ways you could approach this kind of situation as a fan when the team's going through its worst stretch of the season. And this is by far their worst. They're 1-9 in their last 10 games. Some of the numbers are remarkably bad. Not just bad. They are remarkably bad. You ready for some of these numbers over the last 10 days here? 10 games for the Phillies?
Yes.
In their last 9, they're 1-8. Batting average as a team, 197. On base, 252. Slugging, 327. They're averaging 3.2 runs per game. They've been outscored by 29 runs in the last 9 games. This has gone from like, hey, we got some holes, to hey, we're taking on water here, left and right. And then you just said it. There's no better way to say it. They were swept by the Pittsburgh Pirates. That team, I know Skeens is special, right? The pitcher yesterday.
Yeah, he's nice.
I think he's already the best pitcher in baseball. He's remarkable. The rest of that team is dreadful. They can't hit it all. How'd they sweep anybody, let alone the Philadelphia Phillies? My goodness. 215-592-9494 to hop in. All right. Hugh, I'm going to tell you how I feel. I'm curious your perspective as you come back into the mix here with us for after a couple days. You were down in Atlanta. Hugh, I am going to say this as calmly as possible, but you understand the gravity of what I'm saying. I'm in full-blown panic mode, man. This season is going off the rails. I am in full-blown panic. Yeah. We are about to face, ready for this?
I'm listening.
The schedule, we've had it easy so far. We've had it easy. We got all our Pirates games out of the way. We got all our Rockies games out of the way.
That was the conversation we had before I left about how you need to take care of the Kameda Tans.
Look at the schedule the next month and a half. It's a lot of Cubs. And it's a lot of Astros, and it's a lot of Giants, and it's a lot of Padres. It's not easy over the next month or so. And I don't even know when Bryce Harper's coming back, who, by the way, is on the injured list with a wrist, and we'll get to what Bryce said, that has been bothering him since last year and then re-aggravated it this year. They have the 6th most difficult schedule the rest of the way. They have issues at center field, left field, third base, second base, catcher. No Bryce. Whew. Hugh, I am in a bad way. I am hitting every panic button I can see. Where are you at right now? Like, are you in full-blown panic mode like I am?
So I got a long talk, just a little bit.
Okay, that'll make everyone feel better.
Because
we're off and running.
No.
He's back.
He's back.
Can I just tell you why? Because I unplugged for the weekend. Had a great weekend, by the way. Hit Bucky's.
We heard.
Went to a strip club. I had a weekend. So
got live at Bucky's. We heard.
Got live at Bucky's. So I'm riding back, trying to process because I know what's going on. I'm like, hell, they lost 9 out of 10. Everybody's in panic mode. So I'm trying to, in the best possible way I can, keep everybody calm, but be realistic. Wait,
I can feel it already. No, I know where this is going.
Come on.
I'm trying to be realistic and in the situation that we're in.
Yes.
Now, the first thing I did, I looked at the standings. The Mets are in the lead in our division, but as a whole, I think we're still in a good spot because we have 37 wins. I was looking at the standings, and we're still in a good spot. Here's the thing that's concerning to me. And this is what I was processing when I was coming up with my assessment. And by the way, I'm concerned, but I'm not in panic mode.
Not full-blown panic?
Full-blown panic mode. What concerned me is Bryce Harper's injury.
Yes.
And the fact that it's the same injury that he had last year. And him having it and coming back from it the way he did and then injuring it again. And not knowing the timeline of his wrist. That is a problem. And that along with the fact that, you know, when I left, a lot of the talk and conversation was about Bryce Harper and his lineup and how important he is to the lineup. That's where it's concerning because we don't know when he's coming back.
We don't. Let's hear from Bryce Harper. Harper spoke this week as the Phillies put him on the injury list on Friday with a wrist injury, soreness, discomfort. He said he's been dealing with it for a while, and as Hugh stated, it's the same wrist that was bothering him late last season when his power really wasn't there in the second half. Here's Bryce.
It's been long enough to where, you know, it got to the point where I can't really function on a baseball field or, you know, hit a baseball or anything like that. So just a good time for me to take some time and get it right.
How similar is this to what you experienced last year?
Yeah.
Same thing?
Yeah.
And it's gotten progressively worse. You felt it earlier, but just seems to be getting worse.
Yeah, felt it early in the season and, you know, tried to play through it as long as I could. And, you know, I think getting hit in the elbow has helped it, you know, just from the drainage of all the fluid coming down. But, you know, I think, yeah, just try to get through it the best I can. And it's going to take some time, obviously. But hopefully get it done.
They don't need any type of outlook on how long that could take or what the plan is for right now?
No, not really. Obviously, just try to, you know, get through the treatment phase and see what I can do. But we got to get it, you know, just calm down and get out there when I can.
All right, there's a lot to unpack there.
Wait a minute. I mean, I understand what he's saying, but it just hurts when he said it the way he said it.
I know.
Get out there when I can.
And there's a lot of hopefullys in there. I don't know is when I'm coming back.
So, and as a former athlete, you don't know. You don't know. And you don't want to put anything false hope out there.
Yeah.
I get it, but being in the position that you're in now and hearing him say it the way that he's saying it with not a whole lot of confidence, that's a little – I'm not where you are. But hearing that makes me concerned.
Well, I'm in full-blown panic mode. So a couple things from that. One, I saw the quote Saturday morning from him and Friday.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You ever hear the person say it and it feels worse than you read it? I read it. I was like, all right, his wrist is bothering him. You know, the little IL stint. I heard him. I'm like, oh, my goodness. He sounds down and he sounds like he doesn't know when he's coming. Like, I feel like
it's that unknown, Joe.
I know.
It's the unknown.
And then there's this. So MLB.com had an article on the situation and his quotes and all that. And then this is what stuck with me. Harper said, and it wasn't in the audio there, but the article on MLB.com had it. Harper said his wrist was pain-free from December until earlier this season. The Phillies season ended on October 9th last year. So if we're doing the math on this one, October 9th, he dealt with it last year down the stretch, right? Mm-hmm. October 9th when the season ended, and he said he was pain-free in December. So you don't have to be that smart to realize October 9th to December is a good month and a half to 2 months for him to feel totally good again. And now, obviously, it's re-aggravated. If we're on the same timeline, October 9th to December, he's not playing for a good month. Like that, if we're just going by what it was last year, similar injury, it took from the end of the season. Again, their last game last year was October 9th, and then he felt normal again in December with the wrist. That is an alarming timeline because I look at the schedule, I look at the offense, which we'll get into all the issues here. How are they going to hit for a month without him? If it is a month.
Especially when you're talking about, and then you talk about in that time that he was out, like everybody else was kind of doing their thing a little bit. Alec Bohn was hitting a lot better than he's hitting this year, if I recall that. And you wonder, what is it about, is it a part of his swing that's re-aggravating it? Or is it like the muscle groupies or
something? Yeah, it is his throwing hand. I mean, he doesn't throw that much playing first base. Mm-hmm. I would think it's the swing that's bothering it.
Yeah, it's interesting. And then, you know, even though he's not that old, to have the same injury, the reoccurring injury, you are somewhat concerned about, you know, the recovery time,
yeah,
and the age and everything. So, yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot.
The whole thing is a lot. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? Are you in full-blown panic mode with the Phillies? Losers of 9 of 10. Yesterday, that final at-bat by Alec Bohm was disgusting. To swing at the first pitch and grind it to double play. First of all, it was a lock. I mean, him grinding it to double play.
It wasn't surprising at all.
It wasn't surprising, but it still was disgusting. They get two runners on, and to end the series like that against a no-name relief pitcher out of the Pirates bullpen. Disgusting weekend. It's been a bad stretch for the Phillies. Hugh just tried to spin the standings in a positive way.
I did not.
You know what I see?
Back.
Basically, you said they're not at the floor of the ocean. I see an anchor that's falling fast here. Well, and you're like, well, right now they're only 20 feet below the surface.
Well,
today.
It's last week we were talking about them being the best team in baseball.
Those days are long gone.
I'll even been gone for 4 days.
No, they lost 9 of 10.
I know
that,
my
Matt.
Listen, I acknowledge on a day-to-day basis two things that I usually mess up a lot. Spelling. You know, sometimes I misspell words a lot. You know, mm-hmm. For all y'all gatekeepers out there, if y'all want to come at me, I'm gonna clap back.
Okay.
And math. But 4 days, you got time. You have time.
Those
now,
are the only two things?
Well,
yeah, you mess a lot
that don't count.
Speaking.
that don't count. But we have time. And this is the ebb and flow of baseball. Now, the thing that gets my ire up just a little bit more is the fact that Bryce Harper's hurt with the same injury that he had that kept him out for a while. So that bothers me. And the fact that the bottom of our order is not giving us a whole lot.
Can I switch the math on that with Bryce out? The bottom two-thirds of our order. We got three hitters right now. Three. It's Schwarber, Turner, Castellanos.
Speaking of Schwarber, he ain't getting me. I was trying to hit my parlay before I left.
Yeah, you're done. We're not counting on you as a sharp anymore. This guy's betting
anymore
on the Phillies to win Moneyline. I mean, what are we doing? 215-592-9494. Are you in full-blown panic mode with the Phillies? Kyle, where you come down as the Phillies get swept by the Pittsburgh Pirates?
So, I'm definitely in a state of panic.
Yeah.
I would describe it more as mild panic. If we're saying there's degrees of panic.
I'm full panic.
It's the Bryce thing that puts me in the state of panic in general. Like, the way he was talking, not very encouraging at all. I will add, though, remember last season when he was dealing with something, and was it the hamstring or whatever it was, and he was, I forget what the injury was, but the way he was talking then, or no, it was, wasn't it when he
this is around the All-Star break.
Yeah, he landed on the bag weird, and we were basically like, oh no, like his season might be over, and he was sort of wishy-washy about coming back, and he came back in like 10 days. So, like, you know, Harper's kind of bionic in that way. So I'm not like saying he's definitely done for the season or whatever, but I mean, the way the offense looks without him is, I shouldn't say it's jarring because I shouldn't be shocked by it at all, but they're so pathetic on offense. They really are.
I know.
Mean, pathetic is strong.
They are.
It is pathetic.
I mean, it's so bad.
It's meek.
So
some of these at-bats are meek. Like, Bryson Stott's swing is meek.
The Pittsburgh Pirates cannot score runs.
Nah.
And we just got swept by them.
No, because, again, like, I have to give you a little full disclosure, because I text you guys last night just trying to get a feel on the way back.
Yeah.
Kyle was not, like, you know how you say you can read somebody's text and see that they're not happy? God, I was not. Well,
we're in trouble. I mean, we're like a game up from the wild card right now. The only like saving grace potentially is that this might be the worst it gets. Losing 9-10, getting swept by the Pirates.
Should we take everyone behind the scenes? Here's our text thread, the three of us yesterday. Hugh, how the Phillies doing? Kyle said, in this game or in general? Hugh said, both. Kyle said, in general, really bad. They stink right now. And then Hugh said, I think Harper IL. And Kyle said, yeah, his wrist, been bothering for a while. I responded, this team blows. And that was, that ended it for a little bit.
After that, I kind of just
this team blows right now. 215-592-9494. Are you panic? Are you in full-blown panic? I'm in full-blown panic mode. Kyle's in mild panic. And Hugh's trying to spin the positives here.
That
it's only been a few days. It's been crap. They can't hit. They just right now. If I'll tell you this, they are a Trey Turner slump, and he has not slumped much. But if he goes in a slump,
it's all bad.
I think they'll get no hit, like multiple times in a week. I don't know where the hits are coming from. Chris in Middletown. Let's go to Chris to start us off. What's up, Chris?
Welcome back, Turncoat Douglas.
Why do I sound like that now? What was it?
I think it was probably Chris's phone more than anything. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. I could give Kyle another drop. How did I turn? What did I do?
Let me get to the most important thing first. Let's start up with a good thing. Congratulations to Ben Davis, to his son, for making the College World Series. And good luck.
Yes, congratulations.
At least there's some sort of winning going on, you know, associated with Philadelphia.
Some hope.
Yeah.
Can we bring him up now? Can he play for us now?
It can't be worse than some of the
bats. He's about to get paid.
There's no way it could be worse than the at-bats I'm getting from center field right now. I mean, it's zeros out there.
Yeah. So, Mr. Douglas.
Yes.
So, you did a lot of horrible things the past few days, and it's hard to pick one out. But when you put on your turncoat and tweet it, wait, why did I leave Atlanta? That was the final knife in the back for me.
No, you had Chris.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Yeah, now we have that one. We'll come back to this.
You have to, Chris. I'm going to let you finish, but
okay. There
was a good reason why I sent
Benedict
that tweet.
Arnold Douglas.
Y'all just don't understand. I have at least allowed me to defend myself, but Chris, I'm going to let you finish. And slather Vaseline on me.
I mean, there were numerous things. You know, the bathroom incident, the, like, taking up of gas pumps for 10 hours while you were there, treating it like your own personal hotel.
But that was overwhelming.
Let's move on. Let's talk about what is going on here. So this team is crashing down like a blimp that's got a big asshole in it. Starting pitching is now completely falling apart. Lizardo's horrendous. I blame you for that, Hugh, and we'll get to that later.
Yeah, you're not the only one. Join the club. I got that angry.
Well, be like, as if it's a coincidence, you said put him in the bullpen, he gets up 20 runs in two starts. You destroyed the guy's season.
Yeah. Quote-unquote hurt. The bullpen is just a daily struggle. Guys, whenever we turn to the bullpen, I just cover my eyes. Our defense is just flat-out abysmal, led by Trey Turner. The offense is just a disaster. Bryson Stott he's average at best. Bohm is a bum. The problem is we're still the old Phillies offense. When they go cold, they can't figure out a way to fight through and muster a couple runs through. And it's not just one or two. It's the entire team just shuts down and no one can do anything. And I know I would love to believe that it's just Bryce being out of the lineup, but I believe if Bryce was in the lineup, when they go cold, they're still ice cold. They can't figure it out. You know, what's going through my head right now, guys, for this Philly season, there's a song by the Bloodhound Gang, and I can't say the whole thing because, you know, it's not appropriate to say over the airways, but it talks about, you know, something burn, right? That's how I feel with this team right now. I'm about done. I just want to sit back, grab my popcorn, grab my soda, and sit back and watch the absolute train, WRECK train wreck! Burn, mother, burn!
Yeah, that's what it is right now, Chris. It feels like a train wreck. It does. So we spelled wreck today. By the way, you are partially responsible for all this. I mean, you know that, right?
Why?
Well, I mean, you started betting on Schwarber home runs. You realize this is the worst June he's ever had here. You start betting again. Oh, I'm taking Schwarber home run every day. He doesn't hit home runs anymore. And then you tell us Lizardo should go to the bullpen when he looks like a Cy Young guy. Then he gives up 20 runs in two starts.
Well, I would say that okay, I'm not going to take the blame for that.
Well, you should.
Because that's not what I'm going to do. But, I mean, it's his job to change his mentality when you go to the bullpen. Because
he's
was
not
told,
going to the bullpen.
No, I'm just saying. That's when you have to change your mentality a little bit. No, you have to do that.
What it is your fault this has happened. Then you leave for 4 days, and the Phillies don't win a single game.
A ball.
Yeah, see, you had a good weekend while the rest of us were subjected to watching Phillies Pirates.
But see, okay, and let me just address what Chris talked about when I said, why did I leave Atlanta? Okay, just to give you a synopsis of the weekend. Mm. It was seersuckers and sundresses weekend.
Yeah, I get it.
So you know for a fact that I've talked a lot on this station about sundress season.
It's your favorite season.
It is my absolute favorite season. So the hotel that we were staying at, the Hilton, it was the host hotel for the Omega Psi. Shout out to the Omega Psi Phi, the men's Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. The host hotel was where I was staying. So when I tell you it was a cornucopia of sundress season, it was bananas, Joe. It was bananas. So that's why when I sent that tweet, Chris, this young lady walked into the hotel with like a black outfit on. And like, I didn't know what she smelled like, but you know what I thought she smelled like? Jasmine and honey.
I was going to say, we all know.
And I was just like, wow. Wow. And that's why I sent a tweet. It didn't have nothing to do. I wasn't at Braves Stadium. I wasn't at no sporting event. As a matter of fact, I had my Eagles gear with me. I had on a LeSean McCoy. No, it was a Jalen Hurts T-shirt when I saw this young lady. And I was just like, wow, why did I leave Atlanta? That's what that meant. Mm. I got to give it a little context of the tweet that I sent out when I sent it.
So I don't know what the opposite of sundress season and honeysuckle and jasmine is, but I think it's watching the Phillies offense right now. Whatever the opposite of that wonderful picture you painted is.
What'd you say, train wreck?
That's the Phillies right now. They're the opposite of that whole image you try to paint for us. 215-592-9494. We'll get everyone's phone calls up here. Are you in full-blown panic mode? I am. I feel like the season is on the brink. The Cubs come in tonight. We get Wheeler back, which is wonderful after he, you know, missed the last week, you know, being with his wife as they had their child, which, you know, congratulations to them. We need him back, though. I'm glad he's back tonight. They need him, and I just feel like the season is on the brink. I have no idea when Harper's coming back. The schedule over the next month gets very difficult. The Phillies now have the sixth most difficult schedule in baseball the rest of the way. No more Rockies, no more Pirates, not even that help this weekend. They even played the Marlins a decent amount already. So there's not that much tomato cans left. We got to buckle down now. The offense is a mess. I don't know how they're getting better offensively. The defense stinks. The quality of at-bats not good. We know the bullpen's not good. I'm worried. I mean, Hughes said it. They're still in a playoff spot. For now, they were like five games up on a playoff spot a week ago. 215-592-9494 for your phone calls. And we'll hear from Rob Thompson on the idea of a shakeup. What could that mean? What should they do? How do we shake this thing up? We'll discuss it. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.